Environment Matters, sponsored by Wuka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wuka.co.uk and join the revolution.
And a big welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, around the world, from Alaska to Tokyo, from New Zealand to Greenland, every Friday since October, more and more students are striking. And now, students from in and around St Albans are joining them. So why are they striking and what do they hope to achieve? Mimi Spiliopoulou is an A-level student at St George's School in Harpenden who will be joining the strike this Friday and has been advertising on social media for other students to do likewise. Here's what Mimi had to say. Mimi, thank you ever so much for joining me. So what's the idea behind school strike?
So the idea is that we want a load of young people to be telling the government what we want, because we don't get the opportunity to vote. We don't get the opportunity to give our input. And we feel so passionately against climate change that we feel we need to do something about it. We need to tell the government that they need to put laws in place to prevent this from happening and to try and reverse the effects, because it's getting to the point where it's catastrophic and it's not reversible.
Right. OK, so this is all about climate change, all about getting people in power to take action. So where did this all start?
So I didn't go to the first youth strike. I saw about it on social media, and so it was a massive organisation of people across the globe, loads of different countries, and it's just young people striking off of school, saying and demanding that their governments do something about climate change. And then we're just organising more and more. So we've got another one on Friday.
Snowball from there. I believe it started with Greta Thunberg in Sweden. So
started
right back there. And as you say, spread right throughout the world. So what do you hope to achieve by your strike?
So we're hoping for stricter laws, mainly on carbon emissions. There's huge industries with massive carbon emissions, and they need to be stopped. They need to find ways of reducing that, because it's so catastrophic.
Okay, so you just basically want to see measures to reduce our carbon emissions. And will you be taking your protest down to London, or will you be protesting outside school?
No, we're going to protest in Parliament Square, 11 a.m. So, yeah, you can come meet us. We're getting the train from 9:49 at Harpenden Station going into London.
OK, so you said we there, so it sounds like not all your friends think you're mad. It sounds like some of them least are supportive.
Yes, there is a load of us that support it, but the school haven't been hugely supportive. So a lot of people are quite scared of getting records, because it's going to be put on our education records. So we have lost a lot of support from the school. And from people at school. So there's fewer of us, but there are still some of us still going.
Right, OK. And that doesn't concern you?
No one who's ever done anything great, changed anything in our society, hasn't broken rules.
Right, OK. Now, you asked your mum to post a message from you to one of the parents' Facebook groups. What does she think about what you're doing?
Oh, she's so supportive. She completely understands, before it wasn't something that hugely concerned her, I don't think. I'm not sure how she really felt about it, but I've been so passionate about it. Been vegan for quite a long time, stuff like that. So brought it to her attention. And she's just so supportive. She thinks it's something that we need to do something about as soon as possible.
Well, that must be very pleasing for you. And what's your message to other students?
My message is, no matter how your schools react, there is no point being in school getting an education when no one is listening to the educated on climate change. No one is listening to the scientists. No one is listening to the people who know what they're talking about on these issues. So it's us that needs to do something about it, and we're going to make a bigger noise about it if we are striking off of school.
Right. Mimi, well, you've made a noise about it. You've said it right here on Radio Verulam. Thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you.
And I was talking there to Mimi Spiliopoulou, a student at St George's in Harpenden. Now, another local student who will be joining the school climate strike down in Parliament Square is Helen Ross, the daughter of a local environment campaigner, Catherine Ross. I spoke to Helen to see what she had to say. Helen, thank you ever so much for joining me. So what inspired you to decide to go on school strike?
Well, obviously, Greta's example has now been shown all over the world, and she's just one girl. So when I heard what was happening, it made me think, what could we do if we all came together to show our voices together?
Right, so you want to add your voice to what is happening all over Europe and starting in this country as well?
Yeah, there's over 1,200 strikes happening in nearly 100 countries at this point, and it shows how much everyone cares all around the world.
Yeah, yeah. And will you be the first person to strike from your school?
I haven't heard of anyone else doing it. Definitely when I was speaking about it, lots of people weren't quite sure what it was.
Okay.
If other people are getting involved, I haven't heard of them, but they definitely should.
So you've spoken to your friends about it. You say some of them hadn't heard of it. Others, were they more sympathetic? Had they heard of it?
Yeah, I think it really depends what kind of environment you grow up in, because some people are always, you know, on the news, they always care about these things, whereas some people are a bit less connected. I'm quite lucky in that my mum really involves us in that kind of conversation, but a lot of people, they were finding out about it for the first time.
Right, okay. Is anybody from your school, that's Beaumont School, isn't it? Is anybody from your school going to be joining you on school strike?
I really hope so. I think it's quite difficult once you reach our age because, you know, we're taking our GCSEs next year. It is a big decision to take a day off school for, you know, when it's not illness related.
Yes.
So I really hope people join, but I can understand that it's a big decision to make.
Have you spoken to your teachers about this?
I've spoken to some of them, so I haven't got permission to be on the strike, but we have requested permission, but I haven't got it, which I can totally understand.
Right.
But I've spoken to some of my teachers, and they seem very impressed and happy that people care. I think because I've been getting work and stuff like that beforehand, it makes them more confident that
right.
people can catch up.
So you've already arranged how you're going to cover the lessons that you'll be missing.
Yeah, because it's not okay in secondary to just miss a day and not do the work, because you do miss quite
yes,
a lot.
Yes, and of course that addresses anybody who's thinking that you're just monkeying off school because it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I can see where they're coming from. Oh, you know, she's just taking a day off school, not doing any work. But
yes.
I've got the work already and I will do it.
Right, okay. So you're going to be striking on Friday.
Yeah.
What do you hope comes out of this?
Well, I think really at the moment, because there's so much happening in our parliament, you know, Brexit's going through and so much attention is on that. I think climate change and these kind of issues are really being shunted to the side, where really this is the biggest issue that we're facing at the moment. It should be the issue that everyone's talking about. You shouldn't be able to turn on the TV without someone saying, this is what we're doing to tackle climate change. This is what everyone needs to be doing. These are the new, you know, laws that we're implementing.
Yeah.
But recently there's really been no discussion about it. The last thing that went through Parliament, not even most of the MPs turned up because their attention's focused elsewhere.
Right.
So really what I want is just for the government and really just our society to take this more seriously and see that people really care and that this should be a big issue.
I think those are wise words. Helen, I hope it goes really well for you on Friday.
Thank you
very much for joining me. And I was talking there to GCSE student at Beaumont School, Helen Ross. Now, Mimi, who I spoke to earlier, told us that her school had not been supportive of her taking part in the school strike for climate. And Helen told me that when she had asked for permission to be absent from school on Friday to take part in the strike, whilst Helen's intentions had met with approval, she'd been told that the school couldn't actually give her the permission that she sought, that the absence would have to be unapproved. Now, Helen's younger sister, Zoe, is a student at Fleetville Junior School, and she received a very different response to her request for a day off school to take part in the school strike for climate. Head teacher Gareth Linwood wrote to Zoe's parents, not just giving his wholehearted approval, but asking for Zoe's help to spread the word to other students. I spoke to Mr. Linwood. Mr. Linwood, thank you very much indeed for joining me. So what did you think when you found out that Zoe, one of your students, wanted to take part in the school strike for climate?
Oh, it's fantastic. I fully support any child at our school that's really passionate about what they believe in and what they want to do. We've had a number of children in my short time there. So we had a young lad before Christmas who supported Crisis and raised over £700 for Crisis. And we supported that as a school as well through assemblies and fundraising, which was amazing. So when Zoe came to me and suggested she wanted to take part in this, I know her family are very passionate about this and had long-standing activity within this area. So I thought it was a really good idea for her to be part of this, taking part in a sort of a democratic process, kind of British value, if you like.
Yes.
And really pushing her on the map and putting her ideas out there. I thought it was excellent.
Okay. Weren't you concerned that her absence would cause problems for your school statistics?
Not particularly. Zoe has a 100% attendance record. She's a very good student. She attains very highly academically. And so I think for her to take this day to do something she's really passionate about, I think is really important in her life. When she's 18, 19, 20 and going off to university, this might be a key driver for her life at school. Missing one Friday might not be. Potentially, obviously, if a child's attendance is poor and they're really struggling in school, the attitude from the school might be different because there are values, of course, for the, sort of the literacy and the maths and the science that we're teaching as well.
Yeah.
But I think this in particular, with this child and this family, it's really important.
On balance.
On balance, I think. Yeah.
The
supporting
right thing
them.
To do.
Mm,
okay.
Absolutely.
Now, you asked for Zoe's help in spreading the message to other students about climate strike. What did you ask her to do?
It was excellent. I try and do this kind of thing a lot. And again, I've mentioned Jack already with the crisis appeal before Christmas. We did exactly the same thing. We held a school assembly. I kind of interviewed Zoe, a bit like this, I suppose, on the school assembly, and she spoke about what she was doing and why she was doing it. We then visited the website of the group of students that are putting this on and went through the key demands that they're talking about and why they might make a difference. Especially for us, that key demand number two, that the national curriculum is reformed to address the ecological crisis as an educational priority. That's a big thing for a school, and we talked about that a lot and why that might be important for us. And then the fourth demand, as well as lowering the voting age to 16, I think is amazing. You have children at a junior school up to the age of 11, and they are very eloquent about their ideas and their passions. And I think 16, maybe that's not quite low enough, who knows?
Well, that's another question, isn't it?
Yeah.
So just tell me, if all the students at Fleetville Juniors decided to join in and you're left with an empty school, they're all off on strike, would that be okay?
That's very difficult, isn't it? That's really difficult. I said earlier about Zoe going, you sort of take each child on their merits and then you assess each child application for an absence on those merits. It's a bit like if all of them decided to go to Disneyland at once, that would be a very difficult decision as well. But to approve the absence of all of them would be tricky. I would be very proud of them for wanting to take part in something they all felt so passionate about if they did. And I know in the cases of the children that we've approved, they really are going to be in London and they really are going to be protesting.
Right.
And they take that to heart.
Right. OK. So say other students do want to join in. Mm-hmm. What's your message to parents concerned that by striking, students are missing out on valuable education?
I think they will miss something. But I also think what they will get from the day is something that a school cannot give. It's an experience, it's a part of life that a school cannot hope to replicate. We can catch up with the literacy and the maths that they might miss if it's one day. We can do things, put things in place if those children are really struggling with those things. But I think this experience for them to share that passion, share that belief that could go through them throughout their entire life is something that's worth that one day of school.
OK. And how about, what's your message to other head teachers? We know that other head teachers haven't reacted in the same way as you. Other head teachers who have concerns about giving their approval to students who want to join the school strike for climate?
It's a bit like a snow day, I think. Every head teacher's circumstances are totally unique. They're totally separate. It's one of the beautiful things about the job. In theory, we're all doing the same thing, but we'll do it in our own way. It has to be their decision at their school, at their discretion. Because they know their circumstances better than anyone else. I've only been at my school since September and I'm still learning it. I know it takes a long time to understand a school and a community. And I wouldn't put any pressure on another head to follow what we do. Likewise, I know no other heads will put pressure on me to do what they do either.
Well, thank you very much indeed for coming and sharing your views with us today.
Pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. And I was speaking there to Mr. Gareth Linwood, head teacher at Fleetville Junior School. Now, if you agree with my interviewees today, or if you don't agree with them, it would be great to hear from you. You can tweet and use my Twitter handle at RV_environment. You can message the Environment Matters Facebook page, or you can drop me a line on amanda@radioverulam.com. And it would be really great to hear your views. And I will try and share some of the views on the show next week. This is a really important issue, and I can see why it splits people. people, but it would be good to hear from all of you and hear what you think about it. Now, we've heard from some passionate people in this week's show, and there was a whole room of passionate, proactive people at this year's Mayor's Pride Awards. Radio Verulam 92.6 FM was there recording the whole event so that you can hear about the work of all the nominees and from those who won awards. And you can hear the awards broadcast here on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM at 9 o'clock tomorrow. That's Thursday evening. And it really is an inspiring listener. Such wonderful people winning prizes there. So do tune in. Pardon me. Now, the nominees in the Environmental Champion category were the Incredible Edible St. Albans, there were Sustainable St. Albans and the Refill Pantry, all three of whom have joined me here on Environment Matters. So do take a look in the podcast that we have on the Radio Verulam website, and you'll be able to find podcasts with recordings from each of those three nominees there and hear about the fantastic work that they do. Now, the winners were Incredible Edible. You'll remember that they're the organisation that grows edible food in little locations all around the city with the idea that everybody can join in. And even if you don't join in growing, you can still join in picking and enjoying lovely, fresh food that's been grown organically right on your doorstep. So a very well-deserved win there. Now, remember, as I said, you can listen now to any edition of Environment Matters by going to radioverulam.com. And you can subscribe to the weekly Environment Matters podcast through your favourite podcast provider. I will be here at the same time next week. Until then, thank you for listening.
Environment Matters, sponsored by Wooka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wooka.co.uk and join the revolution.